We've got someone on the line who knows a thing or two about opening nights in Toronto. We've got Leafs legend Wendell Clark on the line. Wendell, happy opening day. How's it going?
Oh, very good, guys. Good to be here for opening day.
Yeah, there's just a particular buzz around the city, eh? When you know the home opener tonight, you know the Leafs are going to be hitting the ice.
It's the best. There's the home opener, the start of every season, then the first playoff game. Those are kind of the two big days. And I've never got to play the last game of the year, so I can't say that one.
Yeah, those are the big ones, eh? Is there a particular opening night memory that you have that just sticks out as one of the best?
No, I think probably home opener might have been my first or second year.
Yeah.
Second year, I think we tied Buffalo 4-4. I had four goals. And
not bad.
So that was a pretty big night. And, you know, I was ahead of Gretzky in the scoring race for one game.
Hey, that's something that could go on a tombstone. Better than
one game I was ahead of him.
There you go. Well, there was one night, the 91-92 opener against Montreal, had two goals and an assist, 3 points. What is it about, like, Leafs and Habs opening night that just gets the juices flowing?
Well, there's opening night, and then there's probably opening night with the biggest rivalry. Those two teams from the original six and the history they have. I go right down to the colors of the jerseys, and then the fans put it to the next level, because they're the ones that are as much or more interested than the players because of the rivalry and because of the opening night.
Well, tonight's going to be the first time that fans will be in the building in Toronto since March 10th of 2020. Speak a little bit more to, like, the impact that the fans truly do have on the game that's played on the ice.
It's huge, especially in emotional games where they're rivalry games. They mean everything. If you're the home crowd, it gets you going for the home team. And if you're the road team coming in, when you can make the hometown crowd quiet, it's a good feeling as a road team. But there's nothing better than the rivalry and just playing. And it's the fans that really take it to the next notch. And the players, I feel for them. The last 2 years, the players in Canada have missed that energy. It's almost like they've had 2 years of training camp games, inter-squad games kind of thing, because there's been no fans. They've had to try to create their own energy, and it's so much easier and so much more fun, especially for energy players that have a live building.
Leafs legend Wendell Clark on the phone, Al's brother Mike DiStefano and Julie Tesheri on Leafs Lunch. Wendell, it's the first time that these teams are going to face each other since the playoff collapse last year. And I know that, like, Montreal looks pretty different. Leafs obviously have a couple of guys down with injury. But do you think the bad blood will spill over from last season into this home opener tonight?
Well, I hope so. That's a great energy. We want us to be upset that, this is a different year, and we want to start off on the right foot. That's for us. We want to win the game and win the game playing hard, and Montreal probably wants to come in and say, no, we deserved it. So it's two teams, and like I say, the great rivalry because of the history that's been there forever, but the fans and first game back, it's going to be great energy in the building.
Yeah, unfortunately, Austin Matthews, you know, he's an electric guy. He's going to be out tonight. Mitch Marner is a game-time decision. So the focus shifts to John Tavares, and you know what it's like to be a captain in this market. There's a certain amount of pressure that goes with him. How would you say his role has changed with the team? Because this isn't the same John Tavares that was expected to be the guy in on the island in New York. This is mostly Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews' team. How can you speak to the way he leads the team and how his role's changed?
Well, probably it hasn't changed as much. Like, you're not expecting him to get all the points all the time, but he's the steady Eddie that comes, the workmanship attitude that he brings to every game, every practice. He's the steady worker that does it all. And you might not always see it on the score sheet or in the biggest shift of the game, but the guys in the dressing room know how he carries himself, how much he cares about the game, and how much he cares about his teammates. He just keeps chugging along, and there's an intangible part to that, and that's why he's the captain that the players in the room know, and he'll step up, and he's always good for big moments and scoring big goals as well, so don't ever count him out in that respect.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Johnny Toronto, you know he's going to come out big in front of the home crowd, first game since his injury too, which was, you know, at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens. But I'm just curious if you think there's kind of more pressure on him to really step up big tonight, knowing that there is no Austin Matthews and potentially no Mitch Marner, who's a game time decision.
I don't think there's any more pressure. The players put enough pressure on themselves. He's going to check. As a player, this is just for all the guys that are playing. This is a chance just to go out and have fun and do it. Doesn't matter who's in the lineup. And somebody else is going to get that ice time. So grab it and have fun and play. That's why they all play, is to play in these moments. This isn't pressure for players. This is why John Tavares grew up as a kid, wanted to play the game for these moments, and all the players do. So this isn't a pressure. I always tell people this is the fun part. This is why you played as a kid to get to this games like this.
In conversation with Leafs legend Wendell Clark, expectations you have for Auston Matthews this season? Is this the year he finally breaks that Leafs goal record set by Rick Bive?
Oh, well, it'd be great. I mean, he's having a great season if that happens. I think the big thing is to be healthy and consistent for the whole year. I think that's what he'd like, and then let the chips fall where they may be. And because I think if he is healthy, things will go in the right direction. But healthy and consistent, that's the biggest thing for all our guys in our team, but even Austin, and then to have a great season and be healthy heading into the playoffs. That's the other big key. But really, just I think he's probably looking for consistency every night and staying healthy.
Last one, Wendell, before we let you go. As a man who rocked kind of an iconic mustache back in your playing days, how do you feel about the comeback? Auston Matthews got the muzzy going. Willie Nylander seems to have a muzzy going.
They're just coming of age. They're figuring it out now, what we had going back in the 80s and 90s. It's good. They grow some hair in their face, so they look almost 20 now.
Wendell, thank you so much for joining us today. Enjoy the game tonight. Wendell Clark, absolute Leafs legend. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. That's Wendell Clark.
We've never seen...